interviewing Maurice B. Graves.
Hi, my name is Mary B. Graves. I'm a native of Monroe. I've been here for 65 years. And in my life, there wasn't anything exciting. My family were immigrants from Yugoslavia. They came from what was then called Serbia. My mother, my dad, my grandmother, grandfather, and their parents before them. So therefore, when they come to this country, they didn't never got modernized to the ways of this country. We all had chores, all seven of us children. We went to school here in Monroe. We were all graduates, believe it or not. We didn't have very much excitement, but we were all, everybody was poor in those days, and there was no competition amongst anybody. Everybody was equally the same. We had no trouble with this here black and white situation. People were all the same. My mother used to be a great baker, and we lived on the east side of town. And when my mother would make donuts or a big yeast rolls, whatever she would make, whoever we were playing with, whether it be black, white, red, or what, she would always serve those kids first. Her own children would be last. Well, let me go on down a little bit. I had a brother that was in the Korean War. Some of them was the Second World War. No, was asking if I was in the war of 1840. Well, I used to then, when I got a little bigger, I was about 11 and 12 years old, and I had two jobs. I went to school, but believe it or not, I had two jobs. I worked in the evening at the Monroe Bakery that was in the east side on East Chester, but it no longer is there because it caught on fire several years ago. But Mr. and Mrs. Ligroff owned and operated it, and they were my boss when I worked there. And before I would go there, I would work for Hazel and Walter Vanderbilt, who was a prominent person here in Monroe. They were a prominent family, and he worked for the Prudential Insurance Company. And when the war broke out, he had to go to service. So he was in the service. He had two children and a wife behind. And let's see. Then she doesn't want to stop what they're talking. Then he had a weekend pass, and he came home on a weekend pass. We had a real good time. We had a picnic, and oh, we just had a wonderful time. And then he went back to his campgrounds where he was stationed at, and from there they went to France, and the day that his troop landed in France, he was killed. He never did. Never did he return home, and the children were so, they wanted a daddy. So when there was the VJ Day Parade, we brought the children and we came to the parade, and every soldier they seen, is that my daddy, is that my daddy, is that my daddy? No. None of them were daddy. Daddy didn't come home. So their life went on, they grew, and the mother got remarried, and they started a new life all over again. Now back to my life, let me see. We like I said, we all had chores to do, and we didn't have much time for fooling around.
What kind of chores did you do?
Well, the girls and all of us, we had to set the table, clear the dishes, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, and there was three of us girls and four boys. But the girls and the boys all did the same things. The girls, not only did they do just their job, but they also had to haul in wood, because we had an old wood stove that my mother cooked on. It had a little side that was called a reservoir. You put water in there, and that's how it would warm up. That's how we had our hot water. Now, a lot of my brothers and sisters don't like to hear about this because they say, Oh, we were raised that poor. But you know what? They were little, and they don't understand. But we were all like that. Everybody at that time, down on the east side, were all like that. So it doesn't bother me a bit. Boys and the girls did the same thing. Like I said, there were no girl chores or no boy chores. They were all, whatever a girl could do, the boy could do the same. Whatever the boys could do, the girls could do the same too. And then we move on along where we had what we call Serbian Christmas. Serbian Christmas is on the 7th of January, according to the old Julian calendar. And my dad, on the 6th of January, would buy a pig, and he'd clean it and fix it all up and everything, and he'd roast it outside. Oh, we had a ball roasting that pig, because we could stay home on the 6th and the 7th, and we didn't have no motorized motor. You had to turn it by hand, and oh, we all loved to do that, because there's another good thing that they make what's called a whiskey and honey, a little toddy. And of course, it's always cold and snowy on Serbian Christmas on the 7th of January. And so my dad would let us all have a little snort. And believe you me, some had a little too much snort. But anyhow, the next day was Christmas. And all the teachers from Lincoln School, because that's where we all attended, was at Lincoln School. And the teachers all from Lincoln School used to come. My dad would invite them all. And they would come and they'd have dinner with us. And oh, they just couldn't believe all the traditional food and stuff. But what got them amazed more than anything was because for a whole week, my dad insisted that he throw straw on the damn floor. Oh, on the floor, excuse me. And there was straw in every room on the floor. It stayed there for a week. You couldn't sweep. You couldn't do nothing. That was the tradition. And in each corner, they would throw three walnuts, which was the sign of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so they ate a lot. They drank a little bit. They always had company. And it was a big thing. We would sing our carols in Serbian. Different of us children used to recite our poems and stuff that we had learned. So that's enough of that. Now, let's see. Now we just go on a little.
What did you and your further brothers and sisters do for fun?
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I told you in the beginning, there wasn't much fun. I mean, we had fun just doing nothing. We were busy. We'd laugh. We'd tell jokes when we were washing dishes. The Stojanovic's was a big family. And the girls used to come over to our place. We used to go to their place. We had people across the street that were called the Griffins. And they had a big family. We just kind of would get together and just shoot the ball and just laugh at, you know, at simple little things. A big highlight was when we grew up and we'd come to Monroe High School, which is the junior high now, we would go to to the junior high there, and we would play volleyball, and we weren't fenced out, so we always could go through the cemetery. Well, we'd go through the cemetery, and we used to have one girl that could really tell, was a good storyteller. And we used to sit on the biggest tombstone that we could find, and she would tell us all gory stories. And unbeknownst to us, down the little ways where we were sitting, was a grave that was already dug. And so every little bit, you know, we always counted ourselves to see that we were all still together. So we went on a little ways, and I said, oh my goodness, we're missing somebody. Sure enough, we missed this one little boy. And we didn't know where it was, and we kept calling and calling and calling. And way far, like in the distance, it sounded like, help, help. Here it was, our little boy had fell in the open grave.
Oh my goodness.
And he was begging and begging for us to get him out. So we finally did, which we were really scared. But then after we got him out, we laughed our pants off. Some of us peed our pants. We laughed so hard. But
That's fun. That's one of our highlights. You talk about what did we do for fun? That was one of them. But we never stole. We never got drunk. We never bad-mouthed one another. We had a good time.
How about cigarettes? You mentioned something.
Oh, yes.
About my cigarettes.
Bless her heart. My older sister and I, we wanted to smoke. That was the going thing. And so my dad used to work at the River Raisin Paper Company and worked three shifts. This one shift that he worked from 10:30 at night till 6:30 in the morning, he called that the graveyard shift. So he had gone to work and everybody was sleeping, and my sister and I says, "Oh, it's so hot, let's puff us a cigarette." So we was up in our bedroom. We shut the door and our window was wide open. And we laid across the bed and we started to smoke, but we had a nosy old busybody neighbor lady across the street. And I don't think she ever slept because she knew everything that went on day and night. And of course, two of us upstairs across the bed puffing our cigarettes made quite a bit of smoke going out the screen. And what did the neighbor do? But she called the fire department. And here come the fire department, parked right in front of our house. I says, "Oh my God, what's on fire? What's on fire?" Here, she thought that our house was on fire. Well, I'll tell you, my dad, when he'd come home, of course, my mother couldn't do too much to us. She was a holler. She was holler all the time. But now my dad, I'll tell you, if my mother and dad were living today, I would have to get them for child abuse. Because I mean to tell you, they didn't care to spank our butts. They didn't kill us, because they're still, all of us, seven of us lived until a few years ago when my older sister died. And so this today of child abuse is, to my notion of thinking, is just a little bit ridiculous. But I've raised all my children, and thank God I didn't have no trouble with my children, no more than what normal people would have. And so I'm 65 years old, and by the grace of God, I'm thankful for this far that I lived, and also for this big country of Monroe, Michigan. Thank you.
How about
I'm done.
How about the church? You went to church every week?
Well, you know what? That's another story. My mother and dad, like I said, when they came from Europe, from the old country, they were Orthodox. We, at that time, when my mother and dad was raising us children, we did not have a church here. So my dad used to take us to Detroit, to St. Lazarus in Detroit, that was a Serbian church. And we used to go there once a month. Well, that was just fine, you know, that we went once a month, because it was seven children and my mom and dad. That was a car full. And we'd go to church there, but then as we grew older, we decided that one day a month wasn't enough for us to go to church. So from there, everybody kind of winded to their own, you know. I went to almost every church here in Monroe that was offered. And the one that I liked the best and that I felt the most comfortable in was Grace Lutheran. It's on North Monroe Street. And I have a brother, though, that did go back to the Orthodox Church, because in the meantime they built a beautiful church on North Monroe Street. So that is the Serbian Orthodox Church, and I have a brother that belonged there. My sister that passed away, she belonged there. I have a brother and a sister that are Catholic. I'm Lutheran, and I have a brother that's a missionary Baptist, and I have one that's a First Baptist. So we're all a family, and nobody has anything bad to say against the other, although we all have different religions. Religion is kind of a personal thing between each one of us and
that's right.
Our Lord. So
when you were growing up, did you notice a difference between black and white? I know you said something about that before.
No, I'll tell you. My mother, my dad was a worker. He worked all the time. My mother was more of the overseer. And to my mother, people were people. It didn't make any difference what color you were. And that people were people. And I mean, to my knowledge, some of my best girlfriends and when I say boyfriend, I don't mean boyfriend lovers. I mean boyfriend.
Right.
You know, we used to play together. We played ball at the Stoker Playground. We just had a wonderful time. But it wasn't nothing. And I never, in my time, there wasn't any intermarriages that I knew. We was just all like a big happy family. So where all of this came, the segregation, and to this day, I don't even like to talk about it. To me, people are people, and whatever you do, I don't have to answer for you. You have to answer to somebody much mightier than I am. That's the same way with if you're gay, if you're lazy, if you're this, whatever you are, that's your business. I don't interfere in that, because if I did, I can't do nothing about it. And you're going to, when your life on this earth is finished, you're going to have to answer to somebody. And if he thinks it's right for you to be gay, fine, more power to you. I'm not going to argue over that. I'm not going to argue whether my Lord is black or white. He's whatever he is. I assume because I am a white person that my Lord is white. But if I was black, I might think my Lord is black. I have that prerogative to believe
right.
whatever I want to believe. And so that's that.
How about important personalities in your life? Was there anybody in particular that stands out?
Well, there's a lot of them that stand out, but the American people wouldn't be interested in it because they're all Serbian people, you know? Because, like I said, the Serbian people had picnics and dances and everything, and we were in that culture more than we were in the American culture, so
Are they different? Is there a lot of differences between the Serbian
people? No, they can get together and they can really have a better time. They're not petty and picky like the American people are. They maybe sometimes they do have a little bit to drink. You know, they drink too much. But when they're drinking, they're happy. They're not that they want to fight or they want to kill or, you know, badmouth someone. They just do it in fun and enjoy themselves. I don't know. It's a different, the culture is altogether different. I like the African culture too, how they do their dancing. It reminds me a lot of my mother and dad's dancing from Yugoslavia. Where they dance around in circles and they jump and, you know, stuff. And I like all different varieties of things. I like from the opera to the stage shows to my country western. So, American, if you want to say what really strikes my fancy is Alan Jackson. Now, I do like Alan Jackson. I've been to a lot of his concerts.
The country singer?
Yes, sir. Alan Jackson. And we used to go, when I was a young teenager, we used to go to Canada a lot. There was a place there that was called the Metropole. But it has since many years burned down. But at that Metropole, it was for everybody. You could go in the afternoon, you know, teenagers and that could go in the afternoon. And you pay, I think it was then, $5 to get in, and we've seen people like Perry Como and Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis. Every Sunday they had a different celebrity, you know. So we've seen a lot of them there, you know.
How did your parents come to settle in Monroe?
Well, you know what?
Your grandparents.
My grandmother, when she came here, she came to Akron, Ohio, when she came to this country. She came to Akron, Ohio, and after she came to Akron, Ohio, somebody told her about that her husband could get a job on the railroad if he came to Monroe. So my grandma and grandpa came to Monroe, and my mother naturally was along with them, and he got a job at the railroad, and they settled here in Monroe. In the meantime, my dad had been in Pennsylvania, and he came to Monroe because he had known some people that were from this town. And back then, you know, you didn't fall in love and get married. Your family picked for you. So my mother was married to my dad because my grandmother picked him for her to get married. She said he was a good family man, he was a good worker, he wasn't a drinker, he didn't gamble, so she thought that was good for him. He'd make a good husband and he would be a good father. But you know, it's just like it is today. They're talking about, oh, the age. My dad was 15 years older than my mother. But you know, my mother and dad, it seemed like as young as my mother was, that's the same like my dad was. And as old as my dad was, that's like my mother was. So again, that's, age is nothing. It's how you can get along and whatever, you know?
The rules of women back then, do they have much of a role back, besides?
Oh, rules of the women. They never went to church without they had a hat on their head. They, you never seen women out smoking. And short dresses, absolutely not. Why, they had them mid-calf and longer dresses. Women were pretty classy in those days. They look a lot classier than they look today, where they show off everything they got. Before, in the olden days, they left the men with a little bit of imagination.
Do you like it better than for the women than what you see today?
I did. I liked the style. I liked the. Like, after when I got married, I used to go down south to Tennessee, and the people in the south, they're all laid back more, you know. They're not in this hurry, and they're not all the time running a competition from one with another. That's my opinion. I don't know. I might be wrong, you know. Maybe I'm a person that hasn't got out much, but I think I've been around quite a while. So, and I've seen a lot of the country. I've been from Monroe to Texas, and Texas to Florida, to all the southern states, and all the New England states, so.
When you were growing up, was there a certain night that you could, like, watch TV or
listen
to the radio?
Oh, no, honey. Now listen, honey, in my days, there was no such a thing as a TV.
What about a radio?
Oh, yeah, we listened to the radio, but my dad had to listen every night to Walter Winchell, that was the newsman, and of course we would listen to the Green Hornet and the Shadow, and during the week it was Stella Dora, I think it was. They had the soap operas, you know, and boy, I'm telling you, we'd sit in front of that radio just like if you were sitting right there looking at the TV. And we used to have a hit parade, and the hit parade come on every Saturday night. And we'd all gather around by the radio, we'd sing the songs, hit parade, sing, because you could buy a hit parade book and they would have all the songs in there. And so, Missy, that's about it.
Okay.
I like I said, I'm not working now anymore. I'm retired. But I like to sit back, I like to reminisce. I have a good family. I have a good sister. And you know, my family, although they're all grown and all married, everybody's got their own walks of life, we all occasionally do get together and we have a good time.
Okay, I want to thank you
very
much.
Thank you very much.